This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
I know we spend a lot of time, as you know, analyzing every little thing about you. So I wanted to, and I know you also like to keep some of your private stuff private. But any comment on this? Some of these reports that are floating around that you may have, you guys may have purchased a home in the New England region, or any information on that?
You are so funny.
What? Why am I funny? I
mean, you just are. You do a great job. I actually really enjoy talking to you guys, so thank you for making these mornings, fun for me. So
I missed the denial in there. Huh. Was there a denial in there? Ken E. Laird?
It was not. You didn't actually say the word Connecticut, though.
No, I said in New England.
Right. You kept a little vague.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that was Tom E. Patrick Brady.
I missed it. I missed the denial. So
they don't have a house in Connecticut.
Or do they?
Or do they? No.
I'll tell you, that video wasn't shot in Brookline yesterday.
When you have $500 million, can't you have a side guy who just takes a $15 million bag of cash, little BOC down 95, and get your second roost ready?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Gronk's condo in the Fort Point area was not in his name. Mm-hmm. It was in his brother's name.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Brady's house in Brooklyn wasn't in his name.
Hernandez's flop house wasn't in his name.
That's correct.
Oh. Ooh. The Hernandez Netflix documentary has dropped. Mm-hmm. Which I think is that early? What is the date today?
15th.
Okay, so
yeah, today was the scheduled date.
So it's dropped. We have a little bit of audio I think we can share this morning. Is that correct, Ken?
We do, yeah.
And this is Aaron Hernandez talking with his mom? Is that what it is?
Correct. He's angry at her.
Okay.
After the death of the father.
Okay.
And this is a little conversation.
You made decisions that that are the worst. I don't put you down and you f***ed my whole life up.
Oh, you don't put me down, but I f***ed your whole life up. I ain't living with that.
You did. It is, but I forgave you, and it's over with. Yes, you did. I was the happiest f***ing little kid in the world, and you f***ed me up. And I just lost my father, and I had to go to college, and I had nobody. What the f*** did you think I was going to do? Become a perfect angel? Oh, my God. If I was with you right now, I would have probably punched the shit out of you, like, I don't even know why you bring me to this level.
Mm. Oh, horrible on so many different...
So many levels. It's just such an awful...
Different levels.
Yeah.
Oof, God.
I mean, do you want to watch it?
I do. I mean, you know, it was a big story here. I'm curious to see how they present it, what they've uncovered. You know, I mean, I think everyone kind of has their opinion on Aaron and what happened with his situation. But... you know, it's like all the true crime stuff. It's interesting to see what influences people, what their background was, and why they do what they do. And it's also interesting to me to see how, you know, he managed to succeed within the Patriots organization while all this stuff was going on. Yeah.
What's more fascinating, how he was able to keep that bright, happy face while knowing that he had committed these murders and was on this horrendous track, or just the idea of someone like him who came from next to nothing and then had it all and still could not outrun his own personal demons and felt the need to try to show up a couple guys in a club. Yeah. He had $40 million. He had the trust of Kraft in the Patriots, and he was a regional, if not national, star. The sky was the limit for this guy.
Yeah, I mean...
It's awful. And remember you said last week, like, oh, what do you think? I mean, haven't we read this all? Haven't we heard this all? Haven't we been down this road?
Oh, you haven't heard that stuff.
Just hearing that right there alone, I'm in.
You're in?
in for that. That's borderline. Yeah. That's heartbreaking, if not terrifying.
I would really like to hear Tom Brady on throwing touchdown passes to a guy that's killed three people. Like how that, you know, you being in this locker room with this guy and all this time you spend with the teammate.
Yeah.
And if this guy is a serial killer. I mean, Aaron Hernandez killed as many people as the Zarnaebs did on Marathon Monday in Boston, if you think about it. It's insane.
There is a clip in there as well. Stiz is grabbing it now where he asked to be traded at some point. He's asking Belichick to be traded. So we'll get that for you here at some point.
That audio with the mom, was that recorded in prison or did she record that?
I'm unclear on that. I'll double check.
Do you remember, I'm not sure if you've ever spoken since you've got such a great relationship with Matt Light, but I remember reading shortly after everything went to hell with Hernandez, how Light was the first one to step up and come out and say like, from day one, I knew something was wrong with this guy. And Welker said something about how they had this ritual of, you know, telling the rookies, sort of like a little hazing gag, like, pick up my shoulder pads and carry them in, or you got to bring this over here. And Hernandez turned to Welker, apparently, and I don't have my source on this, does that stop anyone here? And said, Hernandez looked at Welker and said, who do you think you're talking to? I'll blank and mess you up. And Welker was I'll just get my own shoulder pads.
I think it was over watching film. I think, Welker was watching film, and he wanted to get in there and watch film or whatever. Yeah. And that's when they went at it. What do you got, Ken?
Well, here's the audio with Hernandez asking Bill to be traded.
We found out that shortly after February of 2013, Aaron asked Bill Belichick to be traded to a different team. He indicated he was in fear of certain elements. In response to that, Coach Belichick said no.
Wow. So he told Bill Belichick that he was fearing for his life and wanted to be traded. And they knew that. Is that an issue for the Patriots?
I've not heard that anywhere before. So that is new.
Some sweet draft capital.
At least he wasn't traded for Mohamed Sanu.
See, the Patriots do suck with second round picks. God.
Yeah. I mean, certainly, I mean, if you're Bill Belichick and a guy wants to be traded because he's fearing certain elements, fearing for his life, is that something that you grant somebody?
I don't think so.
Fearing for your life, though? I don't know. That's kind of a big deal.
What do you do? Contact the Panthers and be like, hey, remember your draft day interest in Hernandez? Suddenly, even though he's such an integral part of our offense and McDaniels is fawning over him daily, we're going to just give up on him. How come you want to trade him?
There's been so many documentaries and so many columns. The Spotlight did a podcast series with the Globe, and yet there's always something new that randomly comes out with this Hernandez thing. It's like there's 5,000 layers.
Yeah. That Welker breakdown of what was said to Brandon Lloyd at the Globe Spotlight podcast printed, like the actual transcript of that is like very disturbing.
You think?
Do you want me to read it?
Well, it's even more disturbing if you think about your interactions with the guy afterwards, what Curtis is saying about Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
We had him on The Old Show.
Yes, The Old Show on WAAF.
The Old Show. Yes. When I refer to The Old Show, it was the show I did on WAAF.
The one with
for
Mutt?
28 years. Yes, that one.
After 28 years.
Yeah. The Greg E. Hill Show at WAAF.
So many letters.
But you think about it, and you're like, wow, I'm glad I didn't say something that was offensive to the guy.
I think maybe you were outside of his circle of targeting.
His circle of influence.
You know,
You had Hernandez on The Old Show?
Oh, yeah. When his daughter was born, we had asked about changing diapers. He said, nah, that's my girl's job.
Texter says that information was in the Jose Baez book.
Oh, was it?
Okay. Oh, okay. Jose Baez.
All right. Well, anyway, the Netflix documentary, Aaron Hernandez documentary, has dropped today. We'll do more on that, I'm sure, later on this week. Dumbest of the day today was my two scoops on Tom Brady. I'm fine with that. You guys will learn in the end that my sources are nearly always accurate. What did you make of Tom Brady's Instagram post yesterday? I think a lot of people were excited because he was working out with the Patriots helmet on. Right. And There was a logo there. Is that mm-hmm. some kind of a signal from Tom Brady to the New England region, to the world?
I think it says a lot more than his original post from before that, when he mentions, you know, the arena. And I know everyone said that was because of the Roosevelt quote or whatever it was. But I think he's wearing that Patriots helmet. It's a very definitive tie-in to the team.
Isn't it possible that that's the only helmet that he has available to
him? Well, then he could have posted plenty of video of him working out and doing other things where he's not wearing a helmet.
It's old footage. It's old footage, and yes, that is the helmet Brady.
That seemed to be the theme of the day yesterday, old footage.
Yeah, exactly.
Across the Brady family.
No, that's old footage because that's the helmet that was his practice helmet that he used to keep, and he's obviously had to switch up now. The reason why I think it's okay to still point to it and say, hey, I'm happy to see that he's got a Patriots helmet on, is because if you're Tom Brady and you've got a video crew and a social team at your disposal pretty much all day long, you could go out and get footage of you dropping back to pass in your backyard in Brookline wearing anything else but a Patriots helmet, and they chose to run with that. Now, I'm not sure if that's contractually tied into Under Armour because it was a sponsorship with right. UA or not, and that he had to have the Pats helmet on.
Right.
And then, of course, there's the hardo self-motivational thing. You know, the obstacle is the way through. Yeah.
But Brady has had how many opportunities to stop the speculation? Just to say, it's his goal to stay in New England. He wants to reach an agreement with the Kraps and Belichick to end his career where it started. Like, how hard is that? That's not giving up any leverage whatsoever. That's, in fact, putting the onus on the team to pay you what you deserve.
Right. He's talking about going through something, which means there are obstacles, which means his life is still in turmoil. He's got all these things in his head about what's happening. And
I think that is giving up something. I think it's every single thing that he does, and you could say the same about the Patriots over the next couple of months, is negotiating. It's all about negotiating.
Yeah.
Everything.
Right.
I absolutely think you punt on your leverage if you say my goal is to stay in New England, because then they say, oh, good, he'll take a little bit less to stay.
And then if they come to him and they say, here's a one-year, $12 million deal, and he goes public with that, what does the public do? They turn entirely on the organization for being cheap with the greatest player of all time.
Here's a text that says, note, I just looked up the kitchens of both of the Brady homes, and the Giselle video is definitely taken in the Brookline home.
Yes, we're aware of that. Again, let me lay it out for you. Yesterday morning, it was overcast all morning in this area. There was no sunlight beaming through. If you look at the video of the dogs and Giselle going up to them, it is clearly very sunny in that kitchen, which leads me to believe, yes, Glenn, it's an old video. Load them up. It's very strategic because they want us to think they're still in Brookline.
Load them up.
Load them up. They're not in Brookline.
It's probably like that funeral thing where you don't want the date of your funeral to be in the obituary so somebody doesn't come rob you.
Right. Because they know everybody's going to be at the funeral.
They're like, get Tom E. Kern on the phone. Yeah. Everybody's going to go over to the Brookline place and ransack it. The great word, ransack. Hello, Derek. Oh, it's Derek the Steelers fan. Hey, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
What's going on?
Good times in New England. I love it. You know, I kind of feel like that loser Scott from Weymouth. Like, I don't know where to start with this call. You know, first of all, I'm glad to see Bubs, you know, all banged up, the poor kid, huh? Knee surgery, soldier surgery. He's a warrior.
I mean, you've never had a couple beers and tried to jump up onto the hood of a vehicle, Derek. I'm sure
not immediately following a story, you know, making it out that I was more hurt than I am. But no, yeah. Secondly, okay, some of us at the time of your boy Chico's downfall, okay, we told you that there's no way they didn't know about this kid, and you all swept it under the rug. Okay, clearly that kid was messed up, and there's no one who spent more than 2 minutes with him who didn't know that he was definitely a psychological mess. So for the Patriots to skate on that one, I love it. And then the last thing, Hildog, can we stop with the Wiggins and the Stevens of the world with this? Yeah. This is way worse than what the Pats did with these Red Sox. Give me a freaking break with that line of bull crap. Are you kidding me?
Oh, come on, Derek. How many different scandals have there been with Ben Roethlisberger? My My good buddy's dad worked for the Pittsburgh Police Force and knows how many different times little misgivings for old Uncle Ben were swept under the rug and which golf course he acted a fool and what he was doing late at night. And oopsie, they presto changeo that. Oh, that just that went right under the old, right down the drain. Come on. This is far worse.
Come with something better than that, okay? You got one guy who, you know, hung himself in prison after he was on a murder spree, and you got your franchise has a pattern of behavior down there of misgivings, sweeping things under the rug. Like, oh, hey, I'm sure, you know, when they asked Alex to turn over his cell phone, he won't do what Pretty did and, you know, stomp on it and throw it in the reservoir.
You don't think that you don't think that what was going on systematically with the Red Sox was worse than what the Patriots did?
Absolutely. It's the exact same thing. It's a coordinated effort to gain a competitive advantage. Period. End of discussion. Now, let us not forget, Hilldog, your little, you know, hey, victory lap, this Spygate 2 was nothing. I haven't heard any decisions yet. That doesn't bode well for the boys down at Patriot Way. Mm-hmm. That's not gone away yet.
Well, Derek, I hope that you're able to make it through today without doing some
Are you kidding me? I'm floating through today. Are you kidding me? Okay? I'm just waiting for the next story. This is just beautiful.
He's already had his pack of icy light this morning. Put fries on everything, Permanente Brothers style.
Scott from Weymouth is listening and believes that he was just attacked unprovoked.
He really was.
And,
really
and
upset.
He says he will respond tomorrow.
Ooh.
So we have that to look forward to.
But thank God.
Derek is 100% right. People that say this is worse than the Patriots, we don't know what happened in Spygate because the tapes got erased. It's worse only because we had the information withheld from us. And they caught him before it was a playoff situation or a Super Bowl, whatever. It was week one. Mm-hmm.
But as far as we can gather, this is a multi-organizational effort by Cora.
Alex Cora won back-to-back World Series. Alex Cora won back-to-back World Series using this massive cheating apparatus.
Belichick may have won three, you know, with the aid of signal taping. We don't know. The tapes are gone.
Everybody starts. This whole region is turning against itself. This is what Alex Cora has done. Has forced everybody to point fingers and turn again. And we're now trying to determine, I just want to be clear, we're trying to determine who the worst cheaters are.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The Boston Red Sox or the New England Patriots.
I mean, it's like 50% of our city's major sports teams are mired in major scandals and awaiting judgment.
Yeah.
I know, right?
But it's Pats fans on the attack. They're attacking Red Sox fans. It's a weird thing. You don't see the reverse.
I mean, you do have to look at, like, the Celtics and say there's never been any other than Red, you know, turning up the heat in the visitors' locker room or whatever. There's never been any kind of hint of any impropriety with the Celtics. Same with the Bruins. I mean, we have talked a lot this morning about the fact that nobody over there stepped up last night and did what they should have done after the atrocity that was visited upon Tuukka Rask.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that they need to I hope Cam goes in there, like walks into work this morning, puts his lunch bag down on the desk and goes down there and says, how about we do, instead of a stern talking to or a half-assed cross-check, how about we lay somebody out who gives our goaltender a concussion?
Or how about announce a trade today for somebody with some stones?
It's embarrassing, though.
Cam should take everybody to Halftime Pizza, sit them down, get them a crappy pie, and make them watch that hour-long VHS that's been running for 30 years of all the Bruins who used to kick ass and never allow someone to run the goalie.
This is the big bad Bruins, and nobody does anything last night?
They're no longer the big bad Bruins. That's what the reality is. The Bruce Cassidy era, he's done a lot of great things. One thing he has done is gone completely new age.
Well, they need it to be if he can't figure it out, I can. They needed to be the big bad Bruins in the Stanley Cup Finals last year.
Yeah, and this season, Pastrnak, it's open season on him. The only guy who's like defending anybody is Chara. He's got a broken jaw. Every time he fights, he's got his knees buckling because he's got to step in there and defend McAvoy. Yeah. They've got a real problem.
You can make the argument that we're in this predicament because of the Bruins. If they had just won Game 7, the good karma would have kept going.
This is Jim from Weymouth. What's up, Jim?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
First of all, Derek's wrong. A couple weeks ago, there was a report that came out that the football operations were not connected to what happened in Cincinnati. Doesn't mean they won't get punished, but
right. Correct.
They said that report a couple weeks ago. Correct. Also, regarding the 2018 Red Sox, you're familiar with the promotion the 99 does when they after a Red Sox win, yes. Your kid gets mm-hmm. a free meal?
Yes.
Do I have to pay all those meals back now for 2018?
Yes, yep.
You do. My kid got a lot of free meals that year.
Yeah, no, you do. Except for the cheese and crackers. Do they still give the cheese and crackers out at the 99?
I don't know.
Delicious.
Yeah.
I love a place that gives you, like, you feel like you got something free.
Absolutely.
When you get the
free meal snacks.
The cheese and crackers. All right, we got to find out what is trending.
Later today, it's Patriots Hall of Famer Teddy Bruschi on OMF. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, how about this for trending? We got Greg E. Hill news from Rod Bradford and the Digital Folk. The post of the Greg Hill report on the Brady House is the most read in the history of the website, WEEI.com.
Really? Really?
The
Whoa.
Most read.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So this is now going to encourage just
what?
Shameless reporting from here on out. Just like total caution to the wind, rumor mill.
Are you saying it's irresponsible speculation?
Well, I believe half of it. But the other half, you backpedaled just, you know, like Stephon Gilmore at his prime.
Let me just inform me, because, you know, I'm not a journalist. I got somebody telling me things, and it's a credible source. I'm not supposed to report it.
Well, you said I needed three sources going forward.
Well, maybe you're somebody who happens to see the suite.
Yeah,
that is the family suite.
Oh, you saw it firsthand.
No, this individual, not could be male, could be female.
Sourcey Sorcerton.
Sourcey Sorcerton sees it. Door open, cleaning out the fridge, shuffling things around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that shouldn't be reported.
I'm all for it.
You're somebody who is. You're somebody who is associated with a. With a transaction on the real estate side of things,
and you
report something that and the person who hears it's not supposed to report it. I mean, I'm sorry. That's what I'm here for. That's why I came over to this place.
Follow up story coming soon to WEI.com. Red Sox, meanwhile, fired Alex Cora, or he resigned at 7:25 p.m. last night, or an agreement. What'd you call it, Danielle? A mutual parting of the ways?
Conscious uncoupling.
Conscious uncoupling. Yes. I like that. Collective decision. Now, Tim Kirchen was on ESPN. He says this is the future of baseball after the Cora fallout.
They're going to have to police this now, even if they have to say, look, none of these monitors are going to be on during a game. They're going to have to take the players away from looking at video for the entire game. I had a manager tell me the other day, we need to put some sort of marshal of sorts in the dugout, and you're not allowed to leave the dugout for during a game unless you're accompanied. So you're not going to go look at something that you're not supposed to be looking at.
So we got marshals coming to MLB dugouts. It's the Cora rule.
That's like having a TV on at my house and just thinking that the six-year-old isn't going to look at it. If they're going to have technology involved, I told you last week, Greg, we were talking replay, and I said technology is ruining sports, and where are we right now?
They're going to announce a veteran manager, wouldn't you think? Because they've got a young GM. They're not going to want a newbie. So the old school hard nut names are Bruce Bochy, Mike Socia, and Buck Showalter. Pick one of your three.
Do you have a preference? You're Mr. Baseball.
Well, Bochy, I guess, is like he's had the title, so he comes in with instant credibility. He retired, but only sort of. He kind of said he wants back in at some point, so
yeah.
I think he's the odds-on favorite.
Manager by committee. I think it'll create interest in the team.
Meanwhile, Nick is like the Unabomber. Blaming technology because Alex Cora cheated.
Deliver a 300-word manifest, 3,000-page manifesto, only in magazine font that I've carefully cut out and pasted.
And we spoke of the Bruins. They were shut out 3-0. They've got Pittsburgh tomorrow and Celtics Pistons tonight at 7. Luke Kuechly also retiring in a bit of a shocking story this morning. BC star and Carolina Panthers linebacker retires at the age of 28. It's the Greg Hill Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
There is more to life than what you're living. So take a chance and face the wind. Open road and a road that's hit. Brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Found a trail. At the end was you. There's a path we take and a path not taken. The choice is up to you.
Well, Greg, we've got this again. Big breaking news today.
Breaking news. This is breaking news on Sports Radio WEEI.
And it comes out of Connecticut. From the Connecticut Patch, first selectman Fred Camillo is delighted to welcome Tom Brady and his family to Greenwich, Connecticut.
Well then.
The Patch? How many sources? What? How many sources does the Patch have to have?
Those are
journalists.
Yeah.
They're not hacks like me. They're Fred. What's the man's name?
Fred Camillo.
Steelers fan.
The first.
This is tough for him.
Oh, he's a Steelers fan.
Avid Steelers fan.
Really?
Yep.
The first selectman select person of Greenwich, Connecticut. Really?
Yeah, buddy.
I'm just wondering if you thought to yourself, now when I move downstairs, how long till I have to say out loud, how many sources does the Patch have?
Huh?
Listen, where is this all going?
I mean, people have been called fools and then have, you know, oftentimes it takes till you die or whatever. But, you know, you eventually, eventually you are acknowledged for what you are.
Think about this, Mozart. Your genius is being realized in your living days.
I got to tell you exactly why this is happening with the denial of the Greenwich House.
Okay, so if the Greenwich House has been purchased.
Yes.
Under whatever name it's been purchased under, what have you, some kind of realty trust or something.
Correct.
Why does it continue to be denied by everybody close to Tom Brady?
One very simple reason, and that is leverage. Because when you're negotiating with your employer, trying to get a deal, and the overall air is that you might leave town, they're going to want to do everything they can to keep you here, right?
You don't want to acknowledge.
So if you admit to buying a house In New England.
Then you
give away some of your negotiating power.
I thought we'd established it was not New England. That part of Connecticut doesn't count.
Oh, well, Danielle.
I'm giving you the 10,000-foot view, Ken.
That's really
Where
New York.
Is Greenwich? Is that, I mean, that's tri-state technically, but I will grant, it, effectively, it, you know, it's not San Diego, right? It's not L.A.
Boy, that's going to make Belichick cave. You're right. What leverage?
Is there some?
Kill you.
Is there going to be some kind of giant ribbon and giant scissors ceremony with the first selectman?
Well,
of
they don't
Greenwich?
Say that here, but the quote is: "I mean, we in town are happy and honored that one of pro football's all-time greatest quarterbacks has chosen Greenwich as his new home. Look forward to calling him fellow resident."
Mm. Huh.
That is. That is official.
And it continues. Tommy Kern is a boob.
is that what he said?
Unbelievable.
I mean, the guy has, I'm assuming the first selectman has access to all of the real estate records in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Oh, naturally, I would assume that, yeah.
I'm sure that he's down having coffee in the morning, at the local coffee shop in Greenwich,
where
the coffee, I'm sure, is very affordable.
Oh, it's the coffee where it comes out of, like, the dung, and they have to actually just, like, sort of, like, nitpick through the beans. And
They serve the monkey dung coffee in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Now, how long will it take for Tom to become a member of the Greenwich Country Club? Because the Country Club in Brookline, famously stiff, Heismaned him for years.
He'll never get in.
He won't get in. And the...
Means he's going to golf in Norwalk when I visit my in-laws at the Muni. Me and old Braids at the Muni hacking away on the weekend.
And here's a 339 text that says the Greenwich select person welcomed Brady based on Greg's fake news. Well, that might be it. I don't know. But that's irresponsible on the part of the first selectman of Greenwich.
Listen,
recall election coming.
He was confident enough to send that email to the patch based on that news. Then he must know something. Come on.
The poor people. I mean, listen, if this is an erroneous report, the poor people of Greenwich are getting into a hullabaloo over nothing.
That's turmoil.
Yeah. It's a real problem. It's a real problem out there. This is Emmett. Hello, Emmett.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, Emmett?
So just watching the Bruins this year, I've kind of noticed that they need some strength, some power. They need someone like last night when Tuukka Rask gets knocked out. They need someone that can come in and just fight. They can't rely on Chara for that.
Well, they gave him a stern talking to last night, so everything's fine.
Did you hear Jack in the first period? Jack Edwards was like depressed. He's like, yeah, and they really haven't responded to any of these this year.
But Cassidy's excuses that the guys didn't see it?
It was a multifaceted mamby-pamby excuse.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Well, it's almost like, you know, you can almost read into it that he went in there between first and second period and said, we're not responding.
Yeah, I mean, well, Carlos said that. We can't, in a 1-0 game, it's more important to win the game than to send a message.
I would disagree based on the standings and how you lost last year. Not when you're first overall or second overall, it's not.
Right, and your goaltender is like concussed and passed out on the floor in the locker room. I mean, Jesus, do something.
Yeah. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons from the rock band Kiss. Oh. I want you to realize that I've trademarked the number 12 on all other jerseys other than Patriots. So Tom will stay in Boston.
Uh-huh. Gene Simmons.
I didn't know Gene Simmons actually had a Boston accent.
From Kiss. Let's see. This is, hold on a second. Steve from Fall River. What's up, Steve?
Good morning, guys.
What's going on?
Keep one thing in mind. This is not the first time the Bruins have shamefully not stood up for a player. I only know his first name. His name was Mark, and I'm going blank on his last name. He was only the leading scorer for three years.
Mark Savard.
Mm-hmm. Mark Savard.
Yep.
And it was a complete disaster. They all laid down. I don't know who the coach was at the time.
He never played again, Mark Savard.
Right. It was,
Was it Claude? I don't think it was. Was
yeah,
it Claude?
Claude?
I think
sure.
it was Claude.
It was Claude.
Yeah.
It was a shame. It was a disaster.
Yeah.
So regrettably, I don't know where the Bruins have gone. I know back in the days that would never happen. But
you think Cam Neely would have done nothing last night if you were playing in that game and somebody gave Andy Moog a concussion? Are you kidding me?
No, not the player. I don't know what he's morphed into now in this world we live in.
Well,
I guarantee you
he's pissed off. I guarantee you. I mean, that's not on Cam. It's on the coach. But I guarantee you, Cam is that's not the team that he wants.
I guarantee you, he's thinking twice about making a public comment.
yeah.
In this day and age, okay? Yeah. I'm sure someone's counseling him, take a Valium, relax, don't drink any coffee, don't go in today, wait till tomorrow, breathe deeply, whatever. Mm-hmm. So he's holding back what he really wants to say and do, mm-hmm. because that's the world we live in.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to talk about Aaron Hernandez and what the Patriots knew or didn't know. But I do want to throw one little thing in. The Patriots only scored 3 touchdowns in 2001 in the entire playoffs. I keep hearing this brought up in different spots. Well, they only got one touchdown. They scored one touchdown per game in 2001, one offensive touchdown a game, and they won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to keep hearing they only scored one touchdown in this loss.
Okay.
But anyway, the whole world knew in the football world that Aaron Hernandez was a bad guy. I use the word the book, the dossier, whatever you want to call it, on Aaron Hernandez was his stats, his lifestyle, his this, his that. And the bottom line is the front page news on Aaron Hernandez was he was a bad guy. They also drafted Rob Gronkowski. The front page news on Rob Gronkowski was he's brittle. He's a risk injury. The Patriots went against the book, against all the other teams, and drafted both guys. When it came time to up their contracts, prematurely, they ran to go re-sign these two guys. Mm-hmm. The Patriots gave Aaron Hernandez more money, gave him more guaranteed money in their second go-round than Rob Gronkowski got, because the Patriots put more fear, basically, into Rob Gronkowski being injured than Aaron Hernandez being a bad guy.
Yeah.
So,
no, Dale's coming
in here. And this is chronicled.
What, Curtis?
Chris Gasper put their contracts side by side.
Yeah.
Aaron Hernandez got $45 million.
Steve, we got you. What?
Said Dale's coming in. It's 10 o'clock.
Well, I'm told that Steve is a rather annoying regular caller.
I like
caller.
Him. Yeah, he's, of course you do. He's long-winded.
I think he's got some good stuff.
We have another story, another outlet picking up on the big report on this show.
Breaking news. This is Breaking News on Sports Radio WEEI.
The nation's foremost leading publication, the Greenwich Times. Just another celebrity. Greenwich reacts to Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen's move.
Uh-huh.
Greenwich residents took it in stride Tuesday among reports that Tom Brady and Gisele, long rumored to be eyeing Greenwich as their next home,
uh-huh.
have made the jump and purchased a mansion in town.
Uh-huh.
As long Tommy rumor. Curran disputes reporting, saying they moved to Chelsea.
Long rumored. See?
Yep.
It's been long. It's not just me. It's been long rumored. I mean, it might have been rumored by me from the start, but it's been long rumored.
Was it the same source initially as it is now?
I don't know. I mean, I would assume that what was it called? The Greenwich Times?
Yep.
I'm just doing that because there's one texter who gets really annoyed when I pronounce the W.
It's silent.
They need sources for that other than yours truly,
yep,
right?
Yep, and there's a live stream of Greenwich Center, and Fred Camillo is just standing in the middle of town.
Where is Fred Camillo? Can we get Fred Camillo on the show, the first selectman of Greenwich?
I'm efforting. I think he's hanging out with Body Movin', so we'll try and get the profile.
All right. Well, we got to take a break, but we'll be right back.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
I get where you're going with that, Ken. It's a stretch with regard to the first selectman of Greenwich, Connecticut, but I get it.
Yeah.
I like the effort.
Thank you.
David from Natick. Do you have the breaking news sound? I believe David. Hold on. Let me get David from. David, you have some breaking news?
Oh, he screwed up. I was supposed to be Mr. X. I'm an anonymous source.
Oh, okay.
I was at Star Market the other day. And Tom and Gisele were checking out, and uh-huh. she goes, Tom, should I get almond milk? He said, get a small one. We won't be here for a while.
Yeah, see?
And
breaking news. This is breaking news on Sports Radio WEEI.
There you go. Yeah, that's breaking news, David. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate that. Yeah, I don't know. I mean.
You mean Mr. X?
I mean Mr. X.
Yes.
I've been wrong. Before,
what?
So I may be wrong, but I'm pretty. I stand by the home being purchased.
Maybe, Mutt just tweeted saying David's wrong. They shop at Whole Foods, so
Mutt.
Here's a 617 text that says, "What is going to be fascinating today is the Red Sox spin." When it comes to Dombrowski and who they blame higher up in the organization. Curtis, this was your lead this morning. which is that you are hoping for some kind of an explanation from the Red Sox today at noon.
1 o'clock.
About 1 o'clock, about how high up in the organization the knowledge of this may have been. Is that correct?
The statement leads me to believe that they were not enraged by the actions of Cora as this news broke, which leads me to believe and speculate that they may have been aware. When you say after your team has been tarnished, after your championships have been tainted, that it is a sad day, quote, Alex is a special person and a beloved member of the Red Sox. We are grateful for his impact on our franchise. Alex Cora's impact on the Boston Red Sox is that they cheated to win a World Series for the rest of time. That is his impact, and you are grateful for that? Why?
So you're almost giving kind of passive approval to what he was doing by saying that.
Why would you mutually part ways with someone who tarnished your franchise forever?
Does someone know more, or do they really not think this is a big deal? And in which case, the hell is wrong with their judgment when the rest of the world is screaming fire?
But if they don't think it's a big deal, then he should still be managing the Boston Red Sox, dependent upon whatever Major League Baseball suspension or punishment is handed down.
Right. They could easily have said suspended indefinitely pending investigation and potentially brought it back in a year if they stood by him.
Like, why would you mutually part ways with someone who has brought disfavor upon your, as Curtis says, your 2018 World Series win, your organization, the brand, the reputation. Why would you mutually part ways with someone like that?
The only explanation is they blame the commissioner and baseball, as a lot of people have. John Henry and Rob Manfred, I don't believe, are the best of buddies. So maybe today that's going to be the essence of the press conference, that baseball screwed this up. It's not really Alex Cora's fault.
Can anybody doubt the fact that Cora was warned to stop doing this? Right?
No.
That's a fact.
No, it's a fact.
He did it. He did it with the Astros to win a World Series. He did it here to win a World Series. And the team decides to rush to mutually part ways and tell Alex that they are grateful for the impact he has had on the organization.
Well, he wasn't singularly warned. The organization was warned.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he didn't get the memo.
This is Sean from Rhode Island. What's up, Sean?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's going on?
So, I really love the show. Really appreciate the show. I can tell you one thing that I actually miss about the previous show is the fact that when Callahan was on, Chris Curtis basically said nothing. And I kind of hope that we can go back to that. I know when I think of the days of Chris Curtis, I have this picture of a pool ball gag stuck in his mouth every time Jerry grabbed the microphone.
Right.
Just so we're clear, Chris, Brady does not give a damn what you think. Just so you know. Like, I don't know if you know that, but hey, you get on the radio and you say, doesn't Brady owe it to the fan base? Doesn't Belichick owe it to the fan base? What you're saying is, don't they owe telling the media, guys like me, so I can go out and do little tweets and say, oh, look, I told you so. I told you this was happening. He's no longer with Best Buddies. See what I said? Oh, he bought a house. You sound like an idiot.
I never said he bought a house. Sean, quickly, just if I may speak. Tom and I have a great relationship. We've spoken every morning for about 6 years. He says, hi, Chris. I say, Tom, I love you, bud. And he always talks. He gives me some little nuggets that I release on my own time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he gives you – you guys are best buddies, just like with the Best Buddies program. And you have all these conspiracies. I can't wait. I got to tell you, the greatest day – I'm going to write it down. The greatest day is when Brady re-signs with the team, and he's flying all over the country to all his different houses that he bought. And he re-ups with Best Buddies and starts some other organization on the West Coast. And then you're going to start coming up with more conspiracy theories about why he's on the West Coast, the East Coast, he's down in Florida.
All right. Again, Sean, I'm going to consider limiting the mic time. Some kind of we'll do it by minutes. You cannot exceed 42 minutes worth of airtime, Curtis, on this program going forward.
Good. I like that we're having Sean program our show.
Yes.
If we're being honest, he talks too much on that show.
Hey, Peter.
Yes.
What's up, Peter?
So I'm going to side with Curtis on this one because the report came out that players and other people in the organization were involved. So what the Red Sox did was they said, okay, we know that we have knowledge. And players are also involved, but the commissioner said the only one that's going to get punished are the managers. And so what they did was they let Alex Flora go so that he would have an umbrella package. He would get some money instead of getting fired without pay and taking the full brunt, because it's not fair for him to take all of the punishment and everybody else gets away with it.
Well,
Basically, that's what it comes down to.
You're essentially saying so that he doesn't dime the organization out. I assume there will be questions today at 1 about what kind of a severance package was given to Alex Cora, right? I mean, do we think that they just parted ways mutually and Alex Cora walked away with nothing from a money perspective?
I think they probably paid him in full.
Oh, come on.
You think so?
In that case, I'm just going to start listening to other radio shows and just stealing takes and complete.
I think that's, a lot of people assume that's what's been going on anyway.
I put my joke book away. Sorry, Jerry.
Meanwhile, he's texting at Mike Reese 2 hours ago about Yandy Kajusti and Hajoti Froholt and who the left guard is.
Oh.
Can you pay attention to the show?
Oh, in between breaks, is it okay if I stay up to date on interesting information and matters with the Patriots?
Yeah, we're going to get to that, I'm sure, in hour 9.
Mercy.
But do you have an issue with the Red Sox? Do you have an issue with the Red Sox paying him out on his contract based on what he did?
I do, but it's there. To me, I think they don't want him squealing anywhere else. Or they have such a relationship with Puerto Rico and some of the humanitarian work down there that they just feel like we don't want to burn any bridges. The Red Sox were very active in helping him, and he mentioned that in the release. So maybe they feel like it's better for their image if they don't blow up the bridge, so to speak.
Paid in full. Wouldn't it have made sense for the Red Sox to have held on to him to find out exactly what MLB's punishment could have been? And then if they said you're suspended for a year or two, a lifetime ban, they could void the contract and save several million dollars. The organization that's crying poor, tax in the face of Mookie.
What did you hear about the way this went with the Astros? They essentially walked in or got a phone call and they were fired summarily.
Right.
Right?
Correct.
That's what the organization
Jim
does.
Jim Crane taking the organization back.
Yes, to distance the organization from what was going on.
Correct.
That's not what happened here.
And they're not above being rude, as Curtis said. They were very rude with Dombrowski's firing. They kicked his ass out of here. Didn't have a press conference. So, different with Cora?
All right, Ken, you're talking too much. I got to take a break. 617-779-7937 is the number if you'd like to be on this morning. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.